Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to a special edition of Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. I'm your host, Joy Keys. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. You can follow me on Twitter.com/Joy Keys, and you can become a fan on Facebook. Just look up Saturday Mornings with Joy Keys. Also, send me an email. I would love to hear from you. My email address is SaturdaysWithJoyKeys@Hotmail.com. I'll be doing a lot of giveaways, tickets, gift cards, all types of things, books. Today, I'll be giving away a copy of the artist that I'm speaking with, her album called The Blooming. Just to give you a little background about her, she's a Grammy-nominated singer, songwriter, producer. She's worked with The Roots. She shared the stage with Angelique Kidjo, Common, Nas, Dead Prez, Zap Mama, and a whole bunch more. She has been singing since she was about 5 or 6 years old, and this is actually her second album. Her first solo EP entitled Black Magic Woman came out March 1st, 2011, but The Blooming was next, and she has definitely bloomed. She's a wonderful artist, a great spirit. She's worked with DJ Jazzy Jeff on her video, I Got a Man. She was nominated the Artist of the Year by the nonprofit organization One Common Unity for her dedication and commitment to empowering underserved youth. This is Maamuna Yusuf. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in and just being here today. We had so many ups and downs trying to connect, but
right.
Today is a day.
Today is a day. So. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, so wow, you've been singing since you were a little kid with your family. And when we talked before, I asked you, did you think this was strange? I mean, did you think everybody's family sang and went around in front of audiences?
You know, it was just life for us. We were homeschooled, so it's kind of like all you know. My grandmother, she was a choir director in Chicago. She was good friends with Aretha Franklin's father, so, you know, she raised my mother and my uncles and everyone in that tradition of music, and then my mother went on to become a jazz singer, and then, you know, she started an Afro jazz band, and then we traveled around doing traditional Native music, and it was just life, you know, that was life for us. I didn't think it was anything strange about us traveling doing music.
What was the first song? Do you remember, like, the first song your mom might have taught you? Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I think I remember the first song I performed on stage.
Okay.
It was Oh Freedom. It's like a spiritual. Before mm-hmm. I'll be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. I know that
wow.
was the first song that I performed as a child.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, you know, it was a lot of different songs, but all from that historical point. They were either traditional African-American songs or traditional Native songs or jazz.
Mm. So you went on to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, and you studied music there? Or what did you study there?
Yeah, I studied music there for, I guess, a couple of months, and then I decided to transfer to the writing and photography department called Literary Media.
Yeah. So you were trying to be a rebel against the family history?
No, it wasn't that so much. But at the time, you know, things have changed a lot at the school. I mean, Duke Ellington, it was supposed to happen that way. At that time, singers couldn't study jazz, and that's what I wanted to study, jazz. I was not a big fan of studying opera music. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the time, they didn't allow vocalists to study jazz. So, you know, I was definitely a thinker, and I found myself drawn to the writers because we just had great, stimulating conversations. And I was writing, you know, rhymes, you know, at that time. So I asked the head of the department, you know, because I was in their classes all the time, a part of all their discussions and debates. And so I just asked him, could I transfer there? And I showed him the rhymes that I'd written. And he said, you know, he felt like I had some potential. And it was the greatest decision I could have made, you know, because I got a chance to really study a lot of great authors and help my songwriting tremendously.
Mm. I think it's important for artists to reach out into the other avenues. If you're a singer, you know, like you say, you're writing. If you're a dancer, maybe take an acting class. If you're, you know, an instrumentalist, then maybe, you know, start trying a singing class just to, like, get a different view or start painting. You know, my background is theater. But I've painted pictures, I've danced, you know, tried to sing, not as good as you, but, yeah. So, yeah, I think branching out. But, you know, talking about your rhymes, you have a big, long history in hip-hop. So I want to play You Ain't Hard from your album, The Blooming.
Okay.
Break bread in the back of the suit. Cause there was nothing better with your time. You'd rather do every phrase, every line. Made you feel more alive. Hip hop, all the vibe, baby, my time. We be waiting now, got it, so stay the record drop. Not just like a fresh cop, a weak fresh shot. Nowadays, I'd be amazed what folks to make their qualms about. Just when you think you heard it all, then your jaw drops. And if it's shock value, I'm shocked. Now please stop. And I ain't got a problem with free enterprise. But if the radio ain't by.
You have so many different talents. You were, like, saying, I got a man, kind of like a slow R&B, then you got the hip-hop here. We're going to play later on a Brazilian sound. What's your favorite sound? You said you started liking jazz. What is your favorite sound today, do you think? Is it still jazz? Is it the Brazilian? Is it the hip-hop?
I think, I love hip-hop. I love, you know, I just love the boom-bap sound. I love, you know, particularly hip-hop drums, the drive of it. But I really love the blues. I love the way the blues makes me feel. You know, my music is really just a real reflection of my experiences and of my childhood. Like, every vibe on this album, you know, if you could have been a fly on the wall, you would have seen this as some part in my experience. My uncle, you know, who's been a really heavy influence on me, he's a rock and roll guitar player. He also plays bass. And, you know, he and my mother, they grew up across the street from a blues bar where you could hear B.B. King and Coco Taylor and Howlin' Wolf and, you know, those guys. And they influenced them, which then influenced me. So, you know, it really is just a true depiction of what my experiences, how rich my experiences have been. But, you know, I can't say I like a particular, you know, style. I like to blend styles and, you know, whatever feels good at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely do that, like on, when Music Breathes, or I think that's the one, it goes from, like, reggae sound, and there's, like, R&B in there, so you have a lot of, it definitely is a almost like a butterfly, in a sense. You have a lot of different colors and
right.
Designs and things in one song and throughout the whole album. So let's talk about your name. It's a beautiful name. What exactly does it mean?
Maimuna means kind-hearted, or it can mean lucky, or someone who makes things better than the way they found them. It's used throughout West Africa and also the Middle East. So depending on where, you know, what country it's used in, they'll tell you that it means something different.
So I saw that you were trying to go to Kenya. Were you not already in Kenya? Are you trying to go back?
No, I have not been to Kenya yet, but there's a really, really dope organization in D.C. called Art Creates Life, and so we're doing a fundraiser event, myself and three other independent female artists, Yazara, who's an amazing artist, Akwea Allridge, Roz White, and so we are doing this benefit here to raise funds to go to Kenya and perform and also collaborate with some other Kenyan hip-hop and soul artists, so it should be you know, a really dope experience. And if you're not in the D.C. area and you can't attend the fundraiser, you know, you can definitely still go online and donate if I can I give the website?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, it's www.sacredrootsindieart.com. Sacredrootsindieart.com. So you can definitely go there and donate some money and support. So it's going to be a great experience. This is only my second time in Africa. I'm looking forward to it, and it's always a great experience when I'm able to go.
So where did you go before when you were in Africa?
I traveled to South Africa for the Cape Town Jazz Festival, and it was an amazing experience. I got to go to Robben Island, where Nelson Mandela had been prisoner for, I think, about 17 years, and, you know, just really build with the people and learn so much of the history. I mean, I'd learned it, you know, just through books, but to be there and speak to the people and
physically,
just, you know,
yeah,
see how much alike we are. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're not that much different. I mean, we try to like act like somehow we're different and unique. We are different and unique in terms of like it's our gifts, but in terms of I think being human, the emotions,
right.
You know, happy and sad and wanting freedom and wanting to learn and expand and develop. I mean, no matter where you go. And in terms of music, I mean, I've had many South African artists on the show. Singer Lyra, she's recently nominated BET Award. Naka, not from Nigeria, has been on. Singer Ayo from France. So a lot of different artists with African backgrounds. But they all speak the same language. I mean, you could probably just jam with any one of those that I mentioned, and you'd be speaking the same language, you know.
Absolutely.
Because the music, you know, connects us and everything. But let me play some more of your music. Let me play some more. Actually, let me play from one of your first album, first EP, Black Magic Woman. If you're just tuning in, you can call 646-929-0368 to speak with Maamuna. You can also follow her on Twitter, Maamuna Yusuf on Twitter. Her website is moomoofresh.com. I love that. We'll talk about that later. And you want to follow me at Joy Keys and become a fan on Facebook because I'm going to be giving away a copy of her album, The Blooming. So follow at Joy Keys or become a fan on Facebook so you can find out how to win. But just finding out where she came from, this is Black Magic Woman. Man, that's like a dirty, grungy, you know, hot, steamy weather, and give me some lemonade and a cool towel in the back of
Wait
my neck,
see the
you
video.
Know.
Wait to see the music video we're working on for. It's going to be, all of the above. Yes,
all of the above. Is that the one you've been working on recently? Because I've seen...
Well, we just finished a music video for Meet Me in Brazil. So Black Magic is next. Yeah, this one is going to be... We're putting a little more time into it. We're going to base it in the 1920s, and it's going to be nice. It's going to be hot.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be hot. That's going to be hot. So now, where have you traveled in the world? You said you went to South Africa. Where else have you been?
Mm-hmm. I've been to Belgium. I've been to Germany twice. I've been to Switzerland for the Montreal Jazz Festival. I've been to several parts of Australia, New Zealand. I've been to Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Canada. I just did my first Canadian release in Montreal.
Where did you like the most, or where would you like to go back to?
I enjoy Switzerland. I enjoy Germany. We are going back to Montreal. We're setting up a French Canadian tour in the fall. But in New Zealand, I really, really like New Zealand. There is something about the New Zealand people. They are they have a spirit about them that is just so real and, like, untamed. Like, you know, like they haven't been colonized. They've been colonized, but their spirits have not been colonized. Like, they are very much, very clear about their ancestry and their power and their...
I love the art.
Oh, yes.
With the faces and you know, they're gonna make a sound and everything, you know. It's great,
God.
You know.
Yes.
Their chi is like on point, you know, like their chi, if you want to talk about it, it's like on point. Like, don't mess with them. You need some backup, call some New Zealand brothers, okay?
Oh. The Maori. Ooh, let's not even.
What was that? Did you hear that? Okay, calm down. Take a breath. I understand. But now you have a son. We talked about this also before. You have a little boy. He's six, I believe you told me. And tell the audience and just talk to me about the changes you've had to make before and now after having a kid as an artist. How has this changed you as an artist?
It's changed me in every way possible that a person could be changed. On one hand, it definitely has made me have to learn time management and utilize it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, absolutely. It's also deepened my experience, and it's given me a new place to pull from. All the experiences that come with, you know, being a parent, being a mother, being a woman, you know. And it's also, it has helped me to strive even harder, honestly, because it's like I want to have something stable, you know, an infrastructure to leave my son. You know,
he's
extremely talented, you know, himself. And, you know, if he wants to go into music, I'm sure he's going to be great at it. He has an amazing ear. But it's just, I want to have something, a structure to leave my son and, you know, any other children I might have in the future, to leave them so that they can start from somewhere and don't have to necessarily grind from the bottom up, you know, like.
Make it a little easier for them. We always try to make it a little easier
for
the next generation. Like, I look at my daughter, and, you know, sometimes she complains about her life, but I'm like, you don't even know what I went through when I was growing up. And then, you know, I look back on my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents, you know, and that they were able to maybe own a house or go to school at times when, you know, people are, you know, burning crosses and things. We don't really have the kind of struggles that, you know, our ancestors had. We have different ones, you know, kind of sometimes unseen struggles, if it's racial, if it's sexism. It's kind of unseen. It's under the surface, you know, boiling there. But you know, people can't pinpoint it, but it's still there, you know. And we want the children to have less of that, less drama, less, you know, resistance and things like that, you know, to their, so they can succeed. And so let me play Meet Me in Brazil. This is from The Blooming by Maamuna Yusuf. With Maamuna Yusuf. You can follow her on Twitter, Maamuna Yusuf. You can check out her website, moomoofresh.com. And you want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter or become a fan on Facebook. I'll be giving away a copy of her album, The Blooming. Now, you've worked with so many different artists. One of the ones that stood out for me was Angelique Kidjo. I actually met her and was on the stage with her at the UN. They were talking about female genital mutilation. She's an ambassador fighting that around the globe. She is a powerhouse. Like, wow, her sun is shining so bright. How was it when you did you get to talk to her? Or
I mean, we rehearsed for a show. I sang background for her at Radio City Music Hall. The Roots were backing her, so you know, when I saw her coming into the rehearsal room, I just almost fainted. I said, "Oh my God, it's her!" I listened to her as, you know, as a child, and you know, she was just so cool. She was so cool. You know, definitely, you know, a woman, like you said, a powerhouse to be reckoned with. And you know, I was just honored to be able to, you know, to stand beside her. So when she gave me, you know, my lyrics to make sure I made sure I had it on point the first time, so she wouldn't have to tell me again, right? And I, you know, it was definitely an honor. She was She was very sweet. I got to spend 2 days with her, so I was really excited about that.
That's great. Now, who would you like to collaborate with in the future?
Outkast. Like my dream collaboration. I have an idea of collaborating with Rafael Sadiq and Outkast.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. Rafael, Outkast, y'all better give her a call.
Right.
You know, hook up with her management. Come on, don't sleep. You know, she's going to be the next, you know, Grammy winner and whatnot, you know. So, come on. I'm just putting it out there. We were talking the other day about just speaking it to make it happen.
You know,
the power of owning it. You know, like, okay, you know what? I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do
Absolutely.
This. You know, and then writing it down in black and white. You know, every day, every week, every month, taking an action toward that. You know, that's something that the youth, I think, really have to learn, is that there's such power in the word, you know. What do you think about it? You agree?
Oh, my God. I mean, he's speaking my language. That's like my everyday ritual. I mean, I have to stop myself even from saying, like, I can't afford that. I don't even say that anymore. I just say, I can get that if I want to. I'm just choosing not to right now. You know? Or just, well, you know, just waking up and just being, saying, speaking all of my gratitude and really, you know, paying attention to the small things we take for granted, the fact that, you know, both my legs work and I can walk and, you know, the talent I've been given, that I have a platform and, you know, an ability to share it with the world, that it affects people, that my son is healthy, that, you know, all these different things. I have healthy food in my refrigerator and you know, I do a vision board and I cut out pieces from magazines of places
board.
I want to go.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
And I think about in my meditation, I imagine these things and I think about how it would feel to have those experiences and I will it into my experience. And it works. It happens all the time. I mean, I feel like I'm in one of the best times of my life because I'm just open to experiencing life as opposed to, you know, maybe 10 years ago where it was just about meeting a goal. It was like, okay, get a Grammy, you know, and then once you go to the Grammys and things like that, you know, then it's kind of like, huh, you know, things they're not always what you think they're going to be when you get to that point.
Once
Yes, then it starts being about having the experience, you know, because sometimes when you're just focused on this end result, you miss all these cool things that happen in the middle.
In between moments, yeah. There's so many serendipitous things that happen, you know, in terms of speaking, you know, the future, I, you know, talked to my daughter. I remember she was trying to get the scholarship, and I was speaking it all year. They only give out one. And everybody light the candle for the scholarship. What? No, they only give out one. Well, how many kids fighting for? I don't know, but just that's what she's going to get. Oh, Mom, I'm not going to get it. Just, oh. I said, don't even say that.
Yep.
Don't even say that. Just, I'm getting it. I'm going to get it. Don't you know she got the scholarship?
I know, that's right.
She got the scholarship. I was praying.
Yes.
This paid for all 4 years of her college.
Wonderful.
All her tuition, all her art supplies for 4 years. I was, every day, thank you, my ancestors, thank you, my mom.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it works, you know. It really does. Even this show that I'm doing, you know, even talking to you. We were having, you know, I had a change of time, and then something happened to you, and then something happened to me, and then, you know, technology, it just... But I was like, no, we're going to speak. Okay, Sunday, yep, that's the day. You know?
Yeah. It's so real.
Absolutely.
It's so real that you say that. And it's like you have to almost, sometimes we're so accustomed to doubting things that you have to really struggle with your mind and say, listen here, mind, this is the path that we're on, you know, and you got to express that. Yeah, you got to take control. Otherwise, your thoughts will just, you know, run wild and they'll be creating things in your experience that you don't want, you know.
Definitely. What we think affects our body, what we say affects our body, our energy. All these things are all interconnected. So if we're sitting there having self-doubt or disbelief, then it really can translate into physiologically how we're moving in the universe, how we represent ourselves in the universe, what people see and what people are drawn to us or not drawn to us. All is starting in our mind, you know. I noticed that you're into organic food, and can you cook? I mean, what's your dish,
man? I do
cook. Can you cook? Okay.
I do cook. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not, you know, America's top chef by far. And it's really because I come from women who, like, cook. Like, that's, like, a big thing in our family. You have to be able to cook. And because I'm one of the youngest girls, I didn't really have to cook because I had so many sisters and aunts. They would, you know, they would cook. But when I got, you know, became an adult and started living by myself, and then I couldn't afford to eat out all the time. I had to learn how to cook. And then once I had a child, I started really becoming more conscious about what I was cooking, what I was bringing into the house, the types of food I was going to allow him to eat. And, you know, I've researched and found a lot of information about organic foods and about genetic modification of foods and things like that, and watched a lot of documentaries, and it really changed my perspective. So now when I shop in a particular way. You know, I cook foods that are, you know, low sodium, that have enough green vegetables, roughage, mm-hmm. you know, have your good quinoa, your protein, things like that.
So what? How do you stay in shape vocally and physically? Because touring and prepping the tour takes a lot of energy.
Right.
People only see the end result. What are you doing in the background? You're eating right. What do you do?
Right. I mean, I work out about four times. Yeah, I work out about four times a week. I definitely do yoga. You know, I jog. I do, you know, aerobics. I weight train. You know, meditation, long baths, all that stuff. And it is like it becomes almost like something that you have to do. Like each thing needs its own routine. Your food has to have its routine. Your workout, your relaxation. You know, sometimes it does become a bit much because it's like, oh, I just want to just do nothing. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it pays off and it keeps you at a certain level because it's like I have so much to do. I can't really afford to not feel good or to not be at my best. So I have to take those times.
Not to be at your optimum.
Yeah, I have to take those times, you know, to – sometimes I'll do things simultaneously. I'll bathe and meditate at the same time. Sometimes I might shower and songwrite, or I might songwrite
right.
while I'm doing my hair, like, or, you know, so I have to multitask. But, you know, women are good for it. We can do it.
Yeah, we can multitask. So when is the Meet Me in Brazil video, when is that going to come out?
Late June. I'm sorry, not June, July. I'm looking at doing a release for on the 27th. So we're going to do
on the 27th of July?
Yeah, we'll do a big release in D.C., and then we'll, you know, release it online.
And where are you going to be performing at? I know you're doing the fundraiser, but is that the next one, or is there something?
July 1st, yeah, that's the fundraiser, the next one, at the Duke Ellington School for the Arts in D.C. And then I'll also be at Artscape this year, which is one of the largest outside festivals in the country, and definitely in Baltimore, the largest. And that is July 22nd. And then I'll be in New York on the 28th. And you can find all of this out on MooMooFresh.com. Yeah, exactly. I have all my names there. I know. It's best to go on the website.
That's okay.
Yeah,
you're on Facebook. Check her out, Maamuna Yusuf Music on Facebook. Check out, follow her on Twitter, Maamuna Yusuf on Twitter. She's on Reverb Nation. You can follow her, learn what she's doing, where she's going, what she's eating, who she's talking to, you know, the whole nine. But I want to thank you so much, honey, for coming on today, and I wish you much success with the blooming and in the future, your son being a mom. That's just, you know, it's going to be an amazing journey. Trust me, my daughter's about to go to college, so I've been through that beginning phase, and now we're in another phase, you know, so you'll go through all these different phases, you know, never the same, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I do appreciate that. I do.
All right. Well, I'm going to be giving away, like I said, a copy of your album, The Blooming. So you guys want to follow me at Joy Keys on Twitter and become a fan on Facebook. And I'm going to play Thank You. This is from Maamuna Yusuf's album, The Blooming. It's called Thank You. Everybody have a wonderful Sunday, and I'll see you next Saturday. I'll be speaking with some actors from Hiding in Plain Sight, and also author and journalist Diane Brady, her book, The Fraternity.
You are the one who didn't mind the grunt, headaching frustration that comes with trying to change life, redirect the hurt inside, never know.